The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
We express our condolences on the occasion of the Shahada of Imam al-Hadi. We express our condolences first and foremost to the Imam of our time and then to all the followers and lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, to you, brothers and sisters. We hope and pray that we're able to appreciate the efforts, the hardships, the struggles, the jihad that our imams in general, Imam al-Hadi in particular, went through to guide us, to provide a guidance for us that lasted all these centuries. And the words of these imams, the behavior of these imams, the conduct of the imams, both the recording of it so that we know what they said and what they did, and also their existence and their presence while they were physically present in this physical and material world, and afterwards with their spiritual presence in this material world. We hope that we're able to appreciate all of that and to move in the direction that they gave us. What I want to discuss tonight, and I feel because of the attacks of the enemies of Islam on tashayyu in regards to this topic, they do so, they have been doing so, they have been attacking this aspect of tashayyu, true tashayyu, the irfani tashayyu, the tashayyu of Amirul Mu'mineen, the tashayyu of the Prophet of Islam, the tashayyu' of Fatima al-Zahra, the tashayyu' of Imam al-Hasan, Imam al-Husayn, the 12 Imams, the tashayyu' of the Imam of our time. It's under attack, obviously, we know, from different dimensions, from different aspects, whatever they can do. But there's certain areas that they find to be more dangerous to them. And those are areas that are more effective in us being able to move in the direction that the Ahlul Bayt want. So there's more attacks on them. One of the areas that we see constant attack on from the enemies of Islam, outside of the boundaries of Islam, and the enemies of Islam in the cloak of Muslimin, in the cloak of Shia, in the cloak of PhD holders, they call themselves or they used to identify. What is this aspect of tashayyu' that is relevant to Imam al-Hadi? It's ziyara jami'a kabira. Every now and then, some steps up and starts attacking this ziyara. Why? Because this ziyara contains material that is important for our guidance at a level that if we apply this level of guidance, if we apply and take on board the guidance found in Ziyara Jama'a Kabira, the way we'll be able to connect to the Ahlul Bayt, and the way we'll be able to ascend spiritually, and the firmness we will have in faith, and the firmness we will have on the path, will make us unwavering against the enemies of Islam, and therefore, of course, they should be afraid of this. Once a Shia grabs a hold of Hablullah al-Mateen wa Siratahu al-Mustaqim, the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim ajma'in, in the true sense of the word, connecting to them, understanding who they are, once you have that real connection, then of course you'll become closer and more similar to Ali ibn Abi Talib. You become closer and more similar to Husayn ibn Ali. You become closer and more similar to every one of the Ahlul Bayt who were the strongest against the enemies of Islam. And no matter what the enemies of Islam did, they failed against the work of the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim ajma'in. And today, whatever progress we see in the Muslim world, the Islamic revolution, the movement of Imam Khomeini, after him the leadership of Ayatollah Khamenei, it's all because these figures have been on this path. They have been the imams of, the leaders of a tashayyu' under the guidance and representing the 12th imam through the teachings and the guidance found in Ziyara Jama'a Kabira. Imam Khomeini is Imam Khomeini because of Ziyara Jama'a Kabira. Ayatollah Khamenei is Ayatollah Khamenei because of Ziyara Jama'a Kabira. Because they understood, they believed in exactly every single word that Ziyara Jama'a Kabira has. This was a very valuable Ziyara. This is the understanding we need to have of the Ahlul Bayt. Anything less than this is not the Ahlul Bayt. We have a misunderstanding. We have a shortcoming, a deficiency about who the Ahlul Bayt are. Imam Al-Hadi is not only the one that gave us Ziyara Jama'a Kabira. Imam Al-Hadi, along with Imam Al-Jawad, if not Imam Al-Hujjah, which he as well. But there's more to Imam Al-Hujjah, the Imam of our time, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. But Imam Al-Jawad and Imam Al-Hadi, the first ones. Not only did he present this teaching, but with his existence as an imam, he proved exactly what is said in Ziyara Jama'a Kabira. If any fool, if any enemy of Islam tries to present to us that this is not tashayyu', this was added on by the exaggerists, the ghulat, calling this the manifest of ghuluw, la'natullah alayhim, whoever says this, the best and the greatest and the clearest reason for what Ziyara Jama'a Kabira says is true is Imam Al-Hadi salamullah alayhi himself, Imam Al-Jawad himself. Who in the world could be an imam at age 8 if imam simply meant ulama abrar? Age 8, you gotta learn something, an 8-year-old. What does an 8-year-old know of imamah? An 8-year-old that processes even the most complex things as some genius, very intelligent person, an ordinary intelligent person, not someone who's spiritually an imam, someone who receives guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone that angels go to. If it's just an ordinary person, even if they know all of what's there in the books, if there were, what books? Where do they learn this? Where do they learn Islam, the tafsir of the Quran, the sayings of the Prophet? All those things in a way that none of their words, from age 8 all the way in his 50s, none of his words contradicts one another and is different than the other. And none of his words and none of his behavior conflicts with and contradicts his father's sayings, who was also again at age 8 the imam. What are these people trying to take away from us? Why do they sound like they're reasonable? This is the stupidest thing that anyone could say. Oh, this is ghuluw. This is not from the Ahlul Bayt. This is from this source or that source. They added this. How can you believe in the imamah of Imam Al-Hadi, believe in the imamah of Imam Al-Jawad, if you claim you're Shia? Say, I'm not Shia. If you don't want to accept them, say, just announce to the world, I'm not Shia. Don't say, tashayyu' is not this. This is tashayyu'. This is tashayyu'. This is tashayyu'. Don't say tashayyu' wasn't this. No, tashayyu' was this from day one. Tashayyu' was this from the time of the Prophet. Tashayyu' was this from the time of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Tashayyu' is this from the time of Imam al-Mujtaba, from the time of Imam al-Husayn. Tashayyu' has not changed. Tashayyu' has not, this is Tashayyu'. The Imam al-Jawad, that is an Imam at age 8. Imam al-Hadi, who is an Imam at age 8. He's the Imam. His word, he's muftarad al-ta'a, an 8-year-old tells you, this apple I will split in half. This half is halal, the other half is haram. That's how he's going to be our imam. Meaning, what he says is going to be wajib in that way. An 8-year-old? Is this a joke? Is this some form of monarchy that there's royal blood that, oh, just because he's the son, he becomes this? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created Jesus, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, in the Quran this is mentioned, he's only a day or two old, or a few days old. The one, when he speaks to the people, when he speaks to his mother, he's being born, he's in the process of birth. فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا. He speaks to his mother, then a day or two, a few days, I don't know exactly how much after that, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابُ وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. Jesus spoke. It wasn't just a baby that moved his mouth around and he didn't understand what he's saying. No, he understands what he's saying. إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. It's not a tape recorder. It's not an it. It's a he. He understands what he's saying. He's just been born. This is ghulu. This is the Quran. You're denying the Quran when you say Ziyara Jama'a Kabira is ghulu. Because Ziyara Jama'a Kabira is the only way you can accept imams as being such.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali Hali Hakim Mati. Muhammad, ya mu'minin, sallu alayhi.